Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Every life eventually faces challenges. There are moments when the burden feels too heavy and every door seems closed. Sickness, fear, loss, disappointment, and uncertainty can leave people searching for hope. But there is good news. No problem is greater than the power of Jesus Christ. He is the answer to every need, the hope for every broken heart, the healer of every disease, and the deliverer of everyone who calls on His name. Throughout Scripture, we see God do the impossible for those who trusted Him. The same Jesus who calmed the storm, raised the dead, and healed the woman with the issue of blood is still at work today. In today's message, titled, He's the Way Out of Any Problem, Evangelist Paul teaches that no matter what you face, you are not trapped, because in Christ, there is always a way out. Let's join in.
He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He is the way out of any problem. Whatever you are going through in life, there is a way out. What issues are you dealing with? I want to assure you that Jesus Christ is the ultimate way out of any problem. And I encourage you to take authority over difficulties through faith. You just need faith, my friend. Jesus doesn't force anybody for victory. He doesn't force anybody for deliverance. He doesn't force anybody for healing or anything else on us. He freely gives them to us. But we cannot access them unless we reach out and take a step of faith. Faith is so important. Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So whoever comes to Him must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We take faith to receive from the spiritual realm and be manifested in the physical. No matter what you are facing, God's promises never fail. His promises, I'm telling you, they are yes, and in Christ they are amen. So God's solutions are readily available. They are available right now, today, as I speak to you. But we need to actively cooperate with Him. We need to participate in this situation in terms of participating with God's goodness and grace. It's our responsibility as believers to seek solutions through prayer, which means consulting with God, through the Word of God, and rely on the Holy Spirit to guide our decisions. That's how we receive from Him. That's how what grace has already provided will be available to us. So while God always provides a way out of our problems and situations, faith is the mechanism that activates God's grace and enables believers to overcome the situation they are facing, or the problems or difficulties or tribulation they are facing. Because in this life, you will face problems. But Jesus actually provided a solution before even you really encountered the problem. It is up to you and me to cooperate with God through faith. The woman with the issue of blood, we talk about her healing, we talk about her faith, we talk about her actually going behind Jesus and touching the hem of His garment. We talk about all these things, but I'm telling you, there are lessons we can learn from that. Let's read the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, and I start from verse 25. And the Bible says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians, which means from many doctors. She had spent all that she had and was no better. Maybe you are in a situation where you are asking many questions. You are asking questions like, what do I do now? Now that the storm has hit, what do I do? Now that my plans have crashed down, what do I do? Now that the marriage had failed, what do I do? If you ever ask such questions or even more, meet Jesus. He is the answer to your struggles. He is the answer to your problem. He is the way out of any problem that you are facing right now, I can assure you. And verse 27 says this, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind Him in the crowd and touched His garment. For she said, if only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well. Hallelujah. She believed that, and she made pronouncement before even touching the cloth. And let's see the result. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power had gone out of him. Can you believe that? When the lady touched Jesus' garment, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him and turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you. They are pushing you here and there. They are pressing in. And you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Let me repeat that. Daughter, Jesus speaking to the woman of the issue of blood. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Hallelujah. So it's not enough to just know about faith. It's not enough to just say, "I have faith." It's just not enough. You got to act on your faith. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. If you have faith and you are not acting accordingly, then your faith is dead. You got to use it. You got to speak it. Act on it, my friend. God already places power in you, but it will not move until you do. Like a light switch, it stays off until you flip it. Are you ready to flip the switch and activate it? That's the question I put to you right now. This woman had 12 years of bleeding, 12 years of shame, 12 years of isolation, 12 years of being unclean, 12 years of being talked about instead of prayed for. Maybe you are facing 12 years of ridiculous situations in your workplace, in your marriage, in your business, in your life. But I tell you, Jesus is the answer. You will find your way out through Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus alone is the way out of our disappointment. He alone is the way out of our doubt. He alone is the way out of our desires, of our despair, of our darkness, and any other difficult situation that you and I are dealing with. He is the way out. You see, let me go back to verse 26. It tells us that she had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, which means many doctors, and has spent all that she had, but was no better at all. She never got better, but rather grew worse. Notice that it's 12 years of going to doctors, 12 years before she ended up spending all her money. So you can imagine what's happened. So she must have started with a lot of money. She might have been having a lot of money because she was able to not just visit one doctor, many doctors, spending all her money. So you see that this was not a woman who was okay at all with her condition, with her affliction. She was not okay with being sick. She was constantly trying to get help because for 12 years, she moved from one doctor after the other. She tried many different avenues. When she hears a consultant here, she would just rush down there and spend a lot of money. She was not happy with her situation. My friend, there is a way out of the situation you are facing right now. She was determined to get a solution to her problem. So she went to many physicians. She went to many doctors. She endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians. Well, those physicians, they weren't bad people. I'm telling you, they were trying to help her. They weren't her enemies. They were trying to help her. But basically, they didn't know how to help her. They didn't know what would be the cure, how they will let her come out of this bleeding condition. This is where they say incurable disease that we hear all the time, because they have reached their limit of knowledge or their limit of expertise or their limit of experience to be able to break through. So they tried treatment after treatment, and these treatments caused her much suffering because the Bible says she now became worse and worse, no solution. As well as her own condition causing her suffering, the side effects caused her a lot of trouble. This is a story of a desperate woman who had been battling the same sickness for 12 years, my friend. But there was a way out, but she didn't know. But look at verse 27, that gives her hope. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. She heard about Jesus. I tell you, nothing gives you hope like knowing what Jesus would do for you, knowing that he is the solution provider, knowing that he is the way out of your situation, your difficult problem, your predicament, your affliction. Jesus is the only way out. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him. He is the greatest physician. He's the one I am introducing to you right now. Just like that woman, when she heard about Jesus, she took action. Are you taking action right now? She hadn't even seen Jesus before. She hadn't heard a sermon from Jesus before. She just heard somebody talking about Jesus. She just heard that this is a miracle working God. She just heard that this is a man who can heal her. She just heard that this one, there's nothing impossible with him. So it's important that you tell people what God has done for you. It's important that you really tell people what transformation you have actually got because you encountered Jesus Christ. Don't keep that to yourself because you don't know who needs a miracle that's going to hear what you have to say. She was able to receive her miracle because somebody told her about Jesus. Somebody told her he was a healer because that's what she actually came seeking for. That's why she went behind him and touched the garment. So she heard what he said. And what's interesting is that she did not just hear it and say, oh, that's good for them. No, she heard it and she chose to believe. Hallelujah. When you go to church, when you read your Bible, when you hear a testimony or you hear a message based on the word of God, choose to believe it. Because when you hear something, you have a choice to believe it or not to believe it. But well, I want to advise you to choose to believe whatever you hear, whatever is in line with the word of God, is something you got to believe and act on. So she heard the report concerning Jesus. And he says, and she came up behind him in the throng, in the pushing of the crowd, in that massive crowd. She came behind Jesus and touched his garment. It wasn't just his clothes that healed her. It wasn't just the anointing in the clothing that healed her. She had to release her faith. It was her faith joined with God's power because, as you heard, the Bible says that Mark chapter 5 verse 34, that daughter, go in peace. Your faith has healed you. My friend, act on your faith. You need to understand that power has to be joined with faith or power will not work. For example, and we all know this, many of you who have got car in your garage, you got car in your driveway, you park the car. But just having a car in your driveway doesn't mean that you are going anywhere. There is potential power in that vehicle or car, but you've got to turn the key on. You've got to push the button that ignites the power. You see, it's the same thing. Jesus has power. He is the carrier of power. That power alone wouldn't work. Someone had to ignite that power. And it's faith that ignites the power and causes it to flow in the other direction, you see. And so this is what the woman did. She chose to believe that there was power flowing from him and that she could receive it for her own condition. The same thing, God has placed power inside of you. He who is in you is greater than the one out there. You can speak your faith. You can talk to your mountain and it will be removed rather than keeping begging. This was before the cross. After the cross, and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us. He implanted in us his own spirit that has got power over any situation that you can release and come out freely. I tell you, Jesus is the way out. His spirit is in you. So if you are a believer, don't be just suffering in silence. Speak to your problem. Speak to your mountain. Release the power of the Holy Ghost which is in you. Jesus Christ has done it on the cross. When he said it is finished, that was all. That's all you needed. Everything is finished. Before your problem came into light, he had already provided a solution. And this is for believers. If you have not believed Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. The first step you got to take is to take him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying in every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.